Coming up, Thor is throwing heat for the Angels and the Rockies shut out the Dodgers. This is Locked On Now MLB.
The biggest games, the best performances, expert analysis. You are Locked On Now.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Now MLB. Local experts weighing in on the biggest stories in baseball. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. We've got our Locked On MLB hosts ready. They are going to recap all of the action from yesterday. We begin with Adam Wainwright, who shut down the Marlins in yesterday's best performance.
The best performance.
Hold up.
The Cardinals made easy work of the Marlins on Monday in a 9-0 win after St. Louis kept pace at a half game behind Milwaukee in the Central. Our Locked On Cardinals host has the takeaways.
Cardinals respond with a big way thanks to a 9-0 win against the Miami Marlins. I'm Lucas Smith of the Locked On Cardinals podcast. Adam Wainwright was spectacular today. We'll get to him in a moment. Got to start things off with the rookie, Juan Yepes, as he hits two home runs today, drives in five for the St. Louis Cardinals. The dude can flat out hit. He started out hot, went through his adjustment period, and now is back to hitting. Paul Goldschmidt is still continuing to hit as he continues his MVP front runner type season. And Adam Wainwright, as I mentioned, to start seven shutout innings, he strike out nine today against the Miami Marlins. This is the exact kind of win the Cardinals needed following a bad weekend. The Cardinals respond against the Miami Marlins. Step two, win the series tomorrow, but step one is done as the Cardinals show up against the Miami Marlins, breaking it all down on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Cardinals.
Two dominant American League pitchers faced off in L.A. on Monday when the Angels' Noah Syndergaard faced off against the White Sox' Luis Giolito. The Angels took a narrow win at home in the battle, and Locked On White Sox, Locked On Angels both chime in on the series opener.
Hey, the Chicago White Sox let one get away. Lost to the Los Angeles Angels 4-3 on Monday night. They had the game in their grasp. They battled against Noah Syndergaard, who pitched really well, but the Sox finally got to him, chipped away and took the lead, but gave it right back. White Sox starter Lucas Giolito had an outstanding game, which is a great sign. He's been scuffling as of late. Gio gave the Sox six strong innings, and he did not let Trout or Ohtani beat him. Sox hit some base running errors and a misplay out in right field. It was a game that a team like the White Sox just absolutely needed to have. They fall four games under 500 and are now chasing the Minnesota Twins in the AL Central by 6.5 games.
All right, we don't condone violence, but it looks like the fight on Sunday night gave the Angels some fight on Monday night. Hey, everybody, my name is Mike Frisch, one half of Locked On Angels, and the Angels beat the White Sox on Monday night 4-3. Noah Syndergaard pitches a heck of a game, goes seven innings, and this team actually looked like the team that started the season. They were down 3-2, but then Taylor Ward hit a two-run double to put them up 4-3, and then Tapera comes in the eighth inning and shuts it down, and then Raisel Iglesias gets the save in the ninth inning. And again, man, this team looks really familiar. So if the fight on Sunday gave the Angels some fight until the All-Star break and maybe into the second half, then we'll take it. We're going to talk all about it at Locked On Angels. We hope you'll join us.
The Cleveland Guardians' fifth straight loss led to our Locked On Guardians host calling this team unwatchable. He tells you why after the loss to Minnesota.
Five-game losing streak. After how great we felt a week ago with the five-game winning streak, this is this team. And the worst part about the losses right now, I mean, the worst part is the losses, but the next worst part about these losses is the fact that, I mean, it's fundamentally unwatchable baseball. Like, I didn't know they got a run across because I turned it off. I don't blame anyone turning these games off right now. It is unwatchable baseball. The pitching is bad. The hitting is bad. Everything is bad. You got better things to do with your life than watch baseball like this. I will get into all the in and outs of it, though, on Locked On Guardians. You can tune in tomorrow and hear me talk about what's been going wrong since May 1st with this lineup, what they can do to improve. And I will say, though, of everything that happened, the most appropriate thing is the one run that came across was scored on a wild pitch. It wasn't a wild game, but it was just a bad game.
Welcome back to Locked On Now MLB. I'm Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Let's continue now with our look around the league.
Let's go around the league.
After a rocky start in the Bronx on Monday, the Yankees returned to looking like the Yankees in coming back to beat the A's. As New York starts another series on a high note, our Locked On Yankees host recaps the win.
This is Stacey Gatsoulias of Locked On Yankees, and the Yankees beat the A's 9-5 for their 54th win of the season. It was an interesting one. It was a comeback win again, because after going up 1-0 in the first on Anthony Rizzo's 20th home run, Jordan Montgomery gave up 5 runs in the fifth inning. The Yankees chipped away in the fourth and the fifth, scoring 1 run apiece, and then the wheels came off for the A's, which should have happened because the A's are not a good team. No offense to A's fans, but they're now 25-50 on the season. So if the Yankees hadn't pulled off this comeback, it would have been embarrassing. But they did pull off the comeback because of a crazy seventh inning that started with a Joey Gallo out, had walks, catcher interferences, 2 of them, hit by pitch, double, another double, a single, and then a Joey Gallo pop-up to end the inning. Now, what's funny about this is Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks were the only two regulars who didn't have hits. And in that seventh inning, Joey Gallo started with an out, ended with an out, and Hicks was the second out in the middle. Do with that what you will. We'll have a complete recap of this game on the next Locked On Yankees and a preview of the next two matchups, so tune in.
The Rangers pitching staff able to settle in after giving up 4 early runs against Kansas City. The Texas offense certainly backed it up with 10 runs of their own as they beat the Royals. Locked On Rangers details the road win.
The Rangers avoided catastrophe with a 10-4 win over the Royals after a very, very weird start to this game. I'm Bryce Patrick, host of Locked On Rangers podcast. The Rangers and Royals were tied at 4 apiece heading into the fourth inning when the Rangers took a 5-4 lead that would carry them on through the rest of this game. Martin Perez had a very uncharacteristic bad start in allowing those 4 runs in the first couple of innings. Not a great start from him, but he bounced back after that as he usually does. Even if he doesn't start the strongest, he ends up doing pretty well. 6 innings after all in this one. Really, really needed that after a couple of horrible days from the starting rotation, aka a terrible start from the number 4 reliever and a number 5 man bullpen day. The Rangers needed him to go 6 innings in this one. They only used 2 relievers, Brett Martin and Brock Burke, both of whom were solid. Range offense was a lot of singles, a lot of just hitting them where they ain't, and a lot of not great defense by the Royals, a team who has been really good for the last few years defensively. So there's a little bit of a head scratcher here, but 15 hits by the Rangers in this one, 6 walks as well. Everybody in the bottom of the lineup was reaching base and reaching base quite a bit. Nathaniel Lowe reached base 4 times in this one, a pair of hits and a pair of walks in this one. Great day by the Rangers. Offense, 3-hit day by Jonah Heim. A double by Adolis Garcia, got in a run. Mitch Garver had a multi-run home run, which the Rangers don't hit a whole lot of. A lot of solo shots, not a lot of 2-run, 3-run grand slams for this Rangers team. But it was enough. They avoided catastrophe. Got the first one, now get the final 2 and sweep this struggling Kansas City team, because so help me if they lose another series to a horrible team, I'm going to lose my mind.